episode 23 of
Brutal Battle. Yeehaw!
Yeehoo, doggy!
It's the rootinest, tootinest beer podcast. No, I can't even do that. I hate the South.
Rootinest, tootinest, dog-germ gunnest.
Anyway, so it's episode 23. We've just been going and going and going, which is awesome.
This feels like a really special episode. 23.
Feels episode special?
No, I think sarcastic.
Oh, I was just going to say, maybe it feels special because we did the last three episodes with Mark, and now it's just you and
now
I
it's
again.
It's just us. God.
I feel like this is just like, it's like old times.
It's like the B team, you know?
The B team.
The second line.
I had a good time with our last episode, episode 22, doing all those people at once.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there are certain challenges involved with having five people at a table recording. Like, I was trying to like keep tabs to make sure that no one was like left out too much, or you know. But it was fun, but there are also challenges involved. So in a sense, I'm a little relieved to have just you and I at the moment.
Aww, that's
here
sweet.
We are, face to face, couple of silver spoons.
You had that prepared, didn't you? Like, you were all about.
The silver spoons thing?
Yeah.
No, actually,
no,
I didn't. That was on the fly.
Wow, that's impressive.
But I will say this: I'm so looking forward to getting into some beers right now because
me too. I want to get hammered drunk right now.
I was at work. I mean, we're doing this right after work, and I was at work, and it was kind of a frustrating day. So I was just thinking, I'm like, brutal battle tonight, baby. Can I have some beers? Hopefully, they're good beers. So
my work day was completely opposite. I literally did nothing all day. We grilled out at lunch, made like steak and chicken and hot dogs.
Damn.
I had baked beans that I took in that I made for last weekend.
Wonderful baked beans.
And we had chips, and it was just like, trust me, it was like a party. It was
very
awesome.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you had a good day. Mine was hectic and crappy. And, I have the beer flavor wheels.
I see that.
Still. So if you want to, I'm going to give you one of them, and I'll
take
hold on.
A beer flavor wheel.
We'll see if we want to use it. I mean, I like the novelty of having the beer flavor wheel, and I like the fact that we could kind of use it to refer to. But at the same time, I don't think I'm going to rely on it a whole lot because I think I prefer a little bit more our off-the-wall comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless I'm not seeing properly, I don't see gym sock on here, like sweaty gym sock. So like or like steeped weasel carcasses.
Yeah, or bile.
Yeah, things like that. I mean, that just makes for a better podcast, in my opinion. Plus, the other thing is, some of these flavors on here, people who are listeners may not understand them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we may not even understand them, really. But, like, how many people really know what gooseberry tastes like?
Not me.
Or passion fruit. I mean, some people know
passion fruit,
but I really don't.
Yeah, not
you know?
Really.
Or, like, under bitterness, there's pithy. Pithy is one of them.
Yeah, we've mentioned something like that, but
yeah, but
I can see that. It's like I mean, it's hard to define. It's something that maybe you'd throw out there, but I think it's more of like a filler word than anything. Like
right.
Something that really tastes. Do you really taste pith? I mean, I doubt it.
Well,
for that
reason, I mean, I just feel like what we give people is probably a little more layman's terms.
Yeah.
For what we
are tasting
or smelling.
We have the vocabulary of like a three-year-old. I can't even talk. Jesus.
Hookalookachu.
Yeah, exactly. I meant to say third grader, three-year-old, same thing. Whatever.
Nice.
But yeah, it's I mean, it's something, if we were like struggling for a word, we might whip it out real quick, but there are some kind of, like round. Would you really describe a beer as round? If the mouthfeel is round? What the hell does that even mean?
Well, the only thing I could really think of mean was, like, well-rounded, maybe?
But it says round slash fat.
That's...
Like, this mouthfeel's fat. With a
pH. Yeah,
or slick. Like, slick. I mean, I guess I can feel, like, the syrupy, slick kind of thing going on there, but, I really feel like some of these words are stretching it.
Well, I understand some of them, like, dry, thin, acrid for the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
But then
some
you get, like, fizzy? Okay, that's...
Fizzy?
I mean, yes... Yes, but isn't that kind of like a very elementary school word?
Yeah.
You could come up with something better, like highly carbonated, or you know what I mean? Like effervescent. How about effervescent?
I like that. But I like this. And they're smoky or specialty grains. It says Islay whiskey.
Oh, really?
What the hell? Are you really going to describe a beer like that? Islay whiskey? That's retarded.
I see raisins on there, but I don't see craisins.
Oh, well then. Shred this thing. Throw it out right now.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's a tool, and I don't want to, like, bash the idea too much because it came from Kyle Norman.
I like
and it
the
is
idea.
A good idea.
I think it's cool. But I think some of these are a little stretchy. You know, it's some of them, they're reaching for some things.
And I will also say that the one that I printed out for us is not the exact one that Kyle sent.
Yeah.
So his I don't remember at the moment what it looked like, but what he sent could have been better. So I don't know. I just kind of picked this out because it was kind of the right size to print, so I could really read it. And,
yeah.
You know.
I got you. So anyway. It's no big deal. It's nice to have. It's nice for a referral, but not a guide.
Correct.
Yeah.
Definitely. So since we last met, we had the that mosaic and the green triple.
Yes.
Or
which
green
I
peppercorn.
Just, I nailed them all. I was just.
Yeah.
I was king beer that night.
You were in fuego, Ricky Martin.
En fuego, sí. Mis pantalones es un fuego, ah, sí. Me gusta.
Nice.
Something along those lines.
So, since then, though, I keep thinking about that green peppercorn triple from
mm-hmm.
Brewer's Art.
I think in the right situation, like with the right food, that beer would be exceptional.
Really? Because
yeah.
I was thinking in the opposite direction, as
really?
In, I just keep thinking, like, it's haunting me. Like, I keep thinking about how terrible it was and how much I never want to have it again and how I'm kind of angry with Brewer's Art for even putting it out.
Nah, I could. It's a gimmicky, like we said, it was gimmicky, but at the same time, beers like that are meant for a specific situation. So if you find that specific situation, it might hit a spot. You know, it might hit a sweet spot.
I guess.
The right food, the right, you know, it just have to, things would have to align for those specialty type beers, I think.
I'll just say, it's not anything I would ever personally want to drink again.
No. Yeah, no, but.
And I've been telling everyone I know, don't drink
don't
it.
Don't drink
it. It's terrible.
You're putting out like an all points bulletin.
Yeah. I do like. I do Untapped. I don't know if you're on Untapped or familiar with what that website is.
Yeah.
It's www.untapped.com, but it's without the E.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
It's a cool website where you can just
Isn't it like Pintly kind of?
I don't know what Pintly is. I've never done Pintly.
Oh.
But basically, you can check into beers on it. And
yeah,
then, like, write, like, short reviews and give, like, a star rating out of 5 for them and stuff
exactly
like that.
Apparently.
Have friends and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it suggests other ones based on things you liked or disliked, etc.
Yeah.
That's what Pintly does, yeah.
Uh-huh. But Untapped is kind of fun, and I do that, and I remember putting in the, that green peppercorn triple, and what I wrote for part of it was, shame on Brewer's Art for putting this out. Bringing this crap out.
I didn't feel that extreme. I would put that review on something like Table for Two, which they did with Flying Dog. And I expected, and I was just like, holy hell, Brewer's Art and Flying Dog. I expected that to be like the pinnacle, you know? Because they're two really, they can put out both, can put out really excellent beer. But Table for Two is really disappointing.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about Brewer's Art at the moment. I would like to have more of the beer so I can give them a chance to get to win me over.
You don't like Resurrection.
You don't really like anything
they have, do you?
Resurrection's okay. I'm just not all that impressed with it. It's not something that I would, like, choose to have.
Hmm.
And, like I said, the peppercorn one was just, I hated, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm going on. And that's why I say, like, I need to have some more in order to, like, be fair about formulating a true opinion about the brewery as a whole.
Yeah.
I just want to be fair. And, you know, as I was talking to you about it, I was thinking that you may have been, that maybe you were going to say something like, well, you're not really that big into, like, Belgian styles, and they mainly do Belgian styles, and
mm-hmm.
Which is true by and large, but
I don't really like Belgian styles either, but I just think they do. Their American take on them can work.
Yeah. I will say that this is a perfect segue into something that I did want to talk about, which is I went to a gastropub, which can you do a definition of gastropub for ladies and gentlemen out there, because not everyone will know what a gastropub is.
It's a place that makes beer and serves food.
Well, I mean, but it's supposed to be like fine dining type food.
Yeah, but
like better than just like bar food, because there's brew pub and then there's gastropub.
Yeah, true, but it's all buzzwords to me, honestly.
I mean, yes, Yes, but I see where the difference in definition is.
Yeah, because I think the food at Duclaw is fine. They don't go around calling themselves a gastropub.
Well, because they're serving things
pub grub, yeah.
Homemade kettle chips and burgers and, you know, stuff like that. But this place we went to called Of Love and Regret, which is a gastropub in Baltimore, they serve, pretty much all higher-end stuff. Like, we got a charcuterie and cheese plate, which they do now have at Duclaw as well, but everything's in that kind of vein at Love, Love, and Regret. My meal was unbelievable. It was I think I talked to you about it briefly, a duck nudie, which I never knew what a nudie was.
Yeah, like...
Can you give kind of a definition of nudie, then?
Nudie is like a dumpling kind of, sort of. I forget. I know gnocchi is usually potato, but it can be ricotta as well. Nudie is something similar, but it's a little bit softer. I don't really know exactly.
Well, they'd said that their nudie was with ricotta.
Ricotta, nudie,
Yeah, so it was different. It was less heavy than your typical,
a little
gnocchi.
Lighter, yeah. They're like,
but, you know, a gnocchi. Mm-hmm. And so I had a duck nudie, and it was with duck confit and duck sausage.
Man, and it sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. But the sauce it was in was like this. It was like red wine reduction sauce with, there's definitely like some good cinnamon in there. And it was just, I don't know, man. It was like, the flavors were just popping in my mouth, and it was amazing. And my wife, you know, Rebecca, she does not like duck at all. But I had her take a taste of it, and she was very impressed. She enjoyed it. So, kudos Of Love and Regret. It was awesome. I can't say enough good things about that place. I really, really loved it. The ambiance is cool on the inside. It looks like total crap on the outside. But that's kind of that area. It's Canton, like the beginning of Canton pretty much, which kind of looks a little crappy outside. But they did good work with it on the inside. Our server, Josh, was really, really helpful. He knew everything pretty much on the menu. He was very knowledgeable about the beers. He was very knowledgeable about the food, you know, all that stuff. So we were very happy with that. And they serve beers in conjunction with, have you heard of Stillwater Artisanal Ales?
Mm-hmm.
They are, I mean, the guy's based out of Baltimore, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a part owner of Love and Regret, the guy who does brewing. You've had some of it?
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience been with those beers?
I know they're supposed to be, I think, some sort of publication named them one of like the top new breweries in the country, something like that. Yeah, I don't remember. This was like, because they've been around for a couple of years. So that was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is they don't actually have a brewery.
Yeah, they contract.
It's nomadic. It's like nomadic brewing. He just goes around. This guy goes around and rents brewery time and space from other brewers and makes like batches at a time and releases it. So it's kind of cool because you'll see the beers, and some of it's available in bottles. You'll see the beers, and someone will say, you know, from Baltimore, some will say from Belgium, from Italy, from, you know, Massachusetts, like just travels around and makes beer in different places and, you know, does a bunch of collaborations because of that. Those are the beers they have on tap at Of Love and Regret, is all the Stillwater beers, because the guy who runs Stillwater is part owner of Love and Regret.
Mm-hmm.
And Of Love and Regret is one of their beers. Mm. So we had a few, and there were some I was like, eh, but they're all versions of Saisons, which is really interesting because, first of all, how many Saisons can you think of that you've had in your life?
Yeah.
Not many. Like, it's not a style that's done a whole lot. It's a style I really respect because it's like a Belgian wheat style, but it's...
Yeah, it's just, for it's me, a it's a different style that just gets kind of lost in the mix. I don't really pay attention to Saisons.
The first Saison I ever had was Red Sky at Night, which was a special release by Heavy Seas, which at that point they were Clipper City, known as Clipper City, and Heavy Seas was just a line of their finer microbrewed beers. But Red Sky at Night was my first Saison, and I loved it at the time. I'm sure it's good now. I haven't had it in a long time. I don't even know if they still do it. But point being, Of Love and Regret was awesome. I found myself mostly drawn to the black Saisons that they did. Which is
sounds good.
Yeah, you should really, I mean, if you're not huge on Saisons, try the black Saisons, because those are what really kind of pop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd mentioned this on another episode. They did a collaboration with Stone and I think it was someone else. Oh, Evil Twin. Stone and Evil Twin.
Oh, I like Evil Twin.
And it was called The Perfect Crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a smoked black Saison.
I may have had that.
Really good. Really
good. I've had a lot of beers in my trips to New York that I just had once in like a beer bar and didn't remember what the hell. It was just like social type. So I didn't really remember or write them down. So I've had some beers up there. I know Pretty Things is up there a lot. I've had a lot of their stuff. And Evil Twin, I definitely had a couple of theirs up there. But
I think I've only had like one Evil Twin before.
Yeah,
and I can't even remember
what
it was.
What the hell. Yeah.
It's been some time. But after we went to that gastropub, and I just went on this kick of Saisons because we bought some, because you can go, they have an upstairs, which is like their quote-unquote lounge area, and they have like a small store in the corner where you can buy bottles to take home with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a bunch of bottles of ones that we didn't try while we were there, and so I was just like for a few days, like every night, having like one.
Hmm.
You know, I'd open it up and I'd split it between the wife and I. We'd have them in a little snifter. And yeah, I mean, they were really good. Like, they had one brewed with hibiscus. And I've had beers with hibiscus before and didn't think too much of it. But in the Saison style, I feel like the hibiscus really is beneficial. You know, it adds, like, an interesting, sweet, flowery flavor.
Yeah.
So
flowery is... I'm very mixed about flowery notes.
Yeah, like, the floweriness,
like floral,
like good hops.
Yeah, that's
which is
good.
Natural,
like,
right?
A super flowery, like lavendery type thing. Just God. Bleh.
No, I don't think
like perfumey. Bleh.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that kind of stuff. Mm. That's not for me. I'm trying to think if there have been any beers. Okay, I was trying to think of any other beers I may have had that have had flowers in them, and I thought of the. I think you've had this too, the Elysian Jasmine IPA. Have you had that one? It's an IPA just brewed. Also with jasmine flowers.
Hmm.
That one's good.
Maybe.
Give that one a try.
Okay.
That one's pretty solid. I mean, it's got the your typical, like, nice hoppiness of an IPA, but then it's just got this, well, I mean, it's hard to describe how jasmine tastes.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, its own thing, you
mm-hmm.
know? But it's not overbearing. It's not, like, a lavender or anything like that, so.
Yeah, well.
Good enough, you know.
I hate lavender.
But that being said, did you, sir, have anything that you wanted to throw into the mix here? Anything that you needed to talk about or piggyback on from what I said?
I just wanted to say that while I haven't had any beers this week, Saturday night, which is 2 days from now, I will be going down to Hamilton Tavern in Baltimore.
All right.
So I will be having some brewskis there for sure. That is a great place in a little neighborhood called Hamilton in Baltimore, right off the 695. And it's a place I really like. It's a small little joint. It's like a converted row home.
Nice.
But it's a cool place, and they usually have a pretty good beer selection. One of the best burgers I've had in Baltimore with the fried egg and the whole nine.
Oh, I can't do the fried egg. I've done it on a burger before, and it just didn't appeal to me. Maybe it was where I got it. I don't know.
That's one of my favorite things. When that you bite into it, and that yolk just spills out, and the richness, and that's so good. And they like candy their bacon and all that.
That's awesome. Candy bacon.
And they do their own beer battered onion rings on the side.
Ooh,
doctor.
Man, that does sound good.
It is quite good. So,
so do you scope out the beer menus ahead of time to kind of like.
They're not that type of place. They just have a couple beers and that's
oh, it's kind of rotate?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. They don't
that's cool.
Post there. I don't think they might post their bottle list on the web. It's been a while since I've been on their website. And their menu doesn't change. Their menu is outdated and all that. It's just a dive bar. But they do
that's
good
cool.
stuff. Yeah, it's a cool little
yeah, house. I'll usually, whenever I'm going to go to a restaurant, go on to the website and kind of scope out ahead of time their beer list.
Yeah, I always will try to anyway. Like, I've been looking at some of the beer lists for when we go to Chicago next weekend. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I'll be going to Chicago for
up.
4 days. So
Ooh.
I guess I'll have some beers to talk about from that.
Oh, yeah. You better, you might want to write them down so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be having a good time, I bet.
Yeah, in a bachelor party, I'll be the guy writing down the beers I try. Yeah, I'll be that guy. Actually, it'll be with Turner and all of them, so I guess.
He'll understand.
They'll all be probably writing down beers.
He'll totally understand.
Because of their What was the name of their thing again? Brew...
I don't even remember. It was. It wasn't... I mean, honestly, it was not a catchy
name, it's called a brew... Beer... I don't remember.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I forget.
Sorry, our apologies.
Yeah, we're not down in the service. I just don't remember what it's called.
All right, well, it's about that time, buddy.
Yeah.
This is what we've been waiting for. Bad day
thirsty.
At work for me. Let's get to the beers.
I'm surprised you didn't have, like, a pre-beer, because you've been doing that the last couple of times.
I thought about it, but then I was like, no.
No pre-beer.
I don't know. I have...
We don't have to work tomorrow, man.
I know, I don't have to work tomorrow.
And all I gotta do is sell a coffee table after this. I can be drunk, I don't care.
Drunken coffee table sales. Alright, well, one thing I noticed about the beers when they first came down, they're very light in color.
Yes, very similar.
A is like, there's no haziness whatsoever.
Nope, crystal clear, hay, maybe a little golden.
Yeah.
If it's a Pilsner, I'm gonna slap your wife.
Wait. There could be good. There are good Pilsners sometimes.
Okay, if it's a macro one, it's not your wife.
All right, well, take a sniff.
Honey, definitely, right off the bat for me.
I think it might be a Pilsner. I'm getting kind of a Pilsner-y.
Mama's Little Yellow Pils, which isn't necessarily a bad Pilsner.
Right. I am getting that kind of smell.
I feel like I've had this beer. What is this?
I mean, it's just got that...
I don't think it is a Pilsner. It might be. Yeah, it might be.
What did we use... What was that one descriptor we used for that type of smell we get from all these types of beers, like the lagers and the...
Kind of like a hay, kind of like?
Yeah, it is like hay-ish. There was something else we said, and I forget.
Wheat? Not wheat, but like... it's just grain. It smells like...
Yeah, it's very grainy.
God, I swear I've had this beer before.
Well...
What is it? I'm trying to think.
Well, maybe you need to taste it, sir.
Yeah. Cheers, buddy.
All right. Hopefully it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Way more honey in the taste.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that hit me.
It's got very watery aftertaste to it. Yep. I mean, it settles on your tongue like it's just like... It just like falls right off your tongue, basically.
Yeah, but I don't hate it. It's neutral. It is a little watery for me.
It's not, I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever had. It's obviously not, like, one of my go-to styles.
It's got some body to it. Some body.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah, I get, it pretty much mirrors the scent. It's got the grain, it's got the honey.
Yeah.
It's pretty, yeah.
It just makes me think of honeycomb cereal.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, I mean...
I could see this beer having a time and a place.
And, of course, with this type of beer, I get kind of a little bit of that, as you say, assy finish to it. It's not real offensive.
A bit.
It's not crazy.
The finish is fairly clean. It's not...
I don't know.
I always think about... Like, beers I'm kind of on the fence about, I always think, if I were over a friend's house, they brought this out and gave it to me, would I drink it, number one, and would I maybe ask for another, number two? I would drink this.
I would not.
You would turn away from your friends?
Yeah, I don't think this is the worst beer I've ever had, but I also... I don't enjoy it. I can see where there is a demographic that will enjoy it, that could enjoy it, whatever, but if someone gave me this beer, I'd dump it. This would be one of my...
You'd dump it? Wow.
Yeah, I would dump it.
Interesting.
I'm going to need to see what the intended style is, which I'm guessing is like a Pilsner or lager, something like that.
Something.
And I can say, okay, you know, that's fine. You did an okay job for what you were trying to do, but it's not for me. I don't enjoy it.
Honestly, it kind of reminds me of Table for Two.
Mm.
A little bit. It's got that, it's like a, I could see it being like a, maybe even like a toasted lager.
So what's the style of Table for Two? It's supposed to be.
I don't remember. It was made for, like, dining to accompany food and things like that. I think it was a lager.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it was supposed to basically be neutral.
Yeah, but don't quote me on that. I honestly don't remember. It's been... I mean, I still have it in my closet, but hell, it's probably been a year since I've drank one of them.
Okay.
I've had them, because I got two sixers thinking it was going to be amazing, and then I was like, well, this is the most boring beer on earth. And then...
Well, would you like to move to B?
Yes. B looks slightly more pale.
Yes.
Not quite as golden.
It's a little more on the yellowish.
Yes, more yellow.
But it's pretty see-through as well. Gosh. I mean, pretty clear.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Smell nothing good.
The smell is just...
It smells like...
Wheat.
Yeah, it's got
that Band-Aid medicine chest thing I always talk about that I hate.
There's a weediness to the smell, but there's this really sweet kind of candy element to the smell as well.
It smells like a medicine chest.
I get a little bit of that kind of like banana chip smell.
Yeah. See, look at, look at the flavor
wheel.
It's
like candy bananas.
What is that smell I always get that smells like a damn Band-Aid?
I get a tad bit of like a fruity bubblegum. Too.
Really?
Like a maybe strawberry bubblegum-ish?
I don't know, man. I can't get past that Band-Aid thing. I'm struggling for nuances.
I'm getting a lot more like a sweet smell than you.
Oh,
love.
Yeah. Now that I swirl it a little bit, I'm getting a little
it's
bit
like
more
strawberry,
of the fruitiness.
Strawberry gum.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I'm picking up on a different nuance of it than you are, but yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep, I get the strawberry.
It's not the most unpleasant.
I do not like the way this smells
at all.
I'm not a fan.
I'm going to jump in and taste it.
You go right ahead. I'll follow. Oh, my God.
Woo! It's got a sourish finish.
It's so sweet on the front end, though.
It is.
This, nigh undrinkable, but let me take another sip.
I feel like this is familiar to me.
I do not like this at all. Ugh.
This is kind of, for some reason...
Oh, God.
I'm putting it down.
Dumb B.
I'm probably very much wrong on this, but this is kind of... I feel like reminding me of the Sprecher Abbey Triple.
Yeah, it's the more I think about it, I'm thinking maybe Triple. It's definitely Belgian style.
Mm-hmm.
Triple?
Certainly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to narrow down a brewery for this one, too, because now that I'm drinking it and thinking about it, it's striking a familiar chord with me.
The astringency seems a little too much.
Yeah, at the end, I'm struggling with this. Yeah, look, it's astringent taste in my mouth. I just want it to go away.
It's a little ill-balanced,
mm-hmm.
hence being just a little too astringent. You're getting kind of that Band-Aid-y taste, Band-Aid-y mouth feel. Like, it is a little cloying, kind of.
Yes, it is very. It is just offensive. It leaves me not wanting more. It leaves me reaching for the Listerine.
I wouldn't say it's, like, extremely offensive. In the right situation, I think it's one I could
And it makes A
drink.
Taste like shit, too. So it's the shit influence of B is spreading throughout. Ew, God, going back to A, I don't really like A now.
I wasn't huge on either of them. I would say B is definitely better than A in my opinion.
No, not for me, but A tastes worse now that I've tasted B. B is bringing me down, man. I'm gonna get your wife down here.
It's bumming you out.
It's bumming me out.
It's killing my buzz, bro. It's bumming me out, dude. Okay, so do you have anything in mind? Or have you been thinking hard about your rating for this?
Well, I know what I'm going to give B, and I think our listeners know what I'm going to give B, and I think you probably know what I'm going to give B.
Okay. Let me formulate some sort of opinion here.
What the hell? What brewer drinks that and says, yes, bottle this, I want people to drink it? That tastes like... So offensive to me. I mean, I think this is just a style that I do not like. You know, this rings true to like something in my head that makes me think it's a style that I've had before, and it's most of these flavors are probably prominent in that style, and I just don't like it.
And now that I just tried it again, that bit of sourness I was saying that I was getting off it, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem appropriate.
Yeah,
like I don't think it was intentional. This is kind of like, oops, that's a screw up.
I'm just so scared of ragging on beers now because I'm afraid it's gonna be another one of my favorite breweries or beers.
Yeah,
I'm so paranoid now. I've been burned so many damn times.
Okay, so what would you like to give A, sir?
Gosh, it's hard because I thought I was going to give a pretty decent score at first, but now that I go back to it, it's not.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, A a 3.
Oh, you give an A a 3. I'm going to give a 2. A 3, yeah. Okay, so that gives it a 2.5. Obviously, Racer 5 is safe.
Yeah.
Currently,
I don't think you need to. Yeah.
What do you want to put on B?
1. God, I do
you
not want to
go
like
1 on B?
I do not like B at all.
Okay, I'm gonna go a 3. No, no. I'm going to 2. I want to give them equal, because while I said I would dump A and I don't like it, I understand that most likely it's appropriate for whatever style it's supposed to be.
That's how I feel about B. But it's just offending me personally. It really is.
Personally.
I am personally offended.
It's like it has slapped you across the face.
Basically. Slapped me across the tongue.
Whack!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you want to know what the C is?
Yeah. I'm very curious, because A definitely tastes kind of familiar. And B, I'm thinking it's a Belgian triple.
Well, one of them's a 22, and there's still more in it.
Oh, great. Well, then your cat can have that.
Okay. So, I'll go with the worst one first, which there is more of.
Okay.
This is a 1.5 overall. And that is Positive Contact. It's Dogfish Head.
Wow.
It's called Positive Contact. It is 9% alcohol. It is ale brewed with apple cider and spices.
Apple cider?
A positive combination of full cider, slow roasted farro, a bit of cayenne, and fresh cilantro. Did you get cilantro in that?
But now the apple makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, the apple makes sense.
Well, that's...
I think that was the strawberry thing we were getting, that kind of...
That was the
apple
smell.
Apple and strawberry, very
but
similar.
But the sourness, that's where... When it has cider in it, that's where the sourness is coming from.
Yeah, okay.
Because that is that flavor.
Man, Dogfish Head, you missed the mark. Sorry, guys.
Well, honestly, with a lot of these...
experimental weird beers they do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not big on their experimental stuff by and large.
Poo. Cilantro, cayenne, that's drugs right there. There is none of that crap in here. And I love cilantro.
Yeah, I'm a big cilantro fan as well. Let's see if I can get that now.
Zip.
Nope.
Cayenne, zero. None.
Yep, nope. Fail.
Fail. All
right, well,
I'm disappointed.
A finished slightly better at a 2.5, but still not stellar. It is... Pendulum Pilsner.
Yes.
By Baltimore Washington Beer Works. They're the ones that do the Raven Lager, I believe.
Ah, they do Raven.
Yeah, so...
Raven's actually passable.
So we picked it. It's a Pilsner.
Yeah, Pilsner.
I think for being, you know, wanting to be a Pilsner, it is fine as
fine.
A Pilsner.
Yeah, it's just not... We're going to bash Pilsners. Sorry.
Yeah. Just not my thing. I'm not into it. All right. Well, that being said... I think we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up there. Didn't have anything too amazing this time around, but we're going to be recording probably 2 more right now, so hopefully we get some good stuff.
Yeah. Dogfish Head, stop making these weird beers and just make good beer, please. Thank you.
And on that note, we thank you.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.